Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Hesitates to believe in the unknowing being. We can see history of this great country made a lot of mistakes along the way.
Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak. That is the peace that only Almighty God can give. Be upon you and a blessed Ramadan. I'm your host, Michael Hameen, and welcome tonight on AM360.org, number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. Welcome again for another edition of Not Just Talk. Following our pattern in this during this Ramadan period, we have for you open mic. You are welcome to share Ramadan reflections or any other comments that you would like to make. This is open mic Thursday, and I'm going to start it off by reading Presentation of Imam Muhammad, and it reads, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Quran, second chapter, verse 183, fasting prescribed for you. And it reads, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O you who believe, fasting is prescribed to you as it was prescribed to those before you, that you may learn self-restraint. We have the fourth of these pillars. The fourth is to fast. Is fasting also shared by Muslims with other faiths? Yes, but we do it differently. The Christians have fasting. They fast during Lent. They have other fasts too. We have the month of Ramadan. Lent is seasonal, isn't it? It comes at a certain time, and our Ramadan fast month comes at a certain time, or is seasonal. Yes. It comes at a certain time, and our Ramadan fast month comes at a certain time, or is seasonal. In the ninth month of the year, we fast. And fasting for us is a matter between us and our God. Allah says to us, quote, fasting is for me, unquote. I'm quoting what God says. Fasting is for me, end quote. And God says, the breath of the fasting person is as the best perfume to God. You know when you fast, your breath doesn't smell too well unless you're brushing all the time. So God says he loves you. Now God loves us so much for being the good person we want to be as his servants that he said, quote, your wife or your husband or your friend or whatever, they might, behave, or said, your breath stinks. But I want you to know that that breath of yours is to me the sweetest smelling perfume. Take the best thereof. God says, quote, take the best thereof. God tells us during the fast of Ramadan, month of Ramadan, pardon me. If you are in sound mind, if you are sane, healthy body, you should fast all the days of the whole month of Ramadan, 29 or 30 days. But God says, if you are sick, you don't have to. God says, if you are traveling, you don't have to fast the days you are traveling. And God says, you can make up for the days you don't fast by feeding, giving a poor person his or her meal for each day you miss. There are some fellows who are comfortable financially, and when Ramadan comes, they carry on their business as they normally would do. And when Ramadan is over, they feed 60 people. You have to feed 60 persons double because you intentionally broke it. So it is easy for them to feed 60 people. So they give 60 people enough food to feed them for 60 days. Also, when you travel and arrive, do you continue to fast? No. Once you arrive, you resume fasting. But if you are traveling, and you stay, pardon me, and the stay is temporary, you are allowed to eat. Question, is it permissible to read more than 1/30 per day? Imam Muhammad, you can read the whole Quran in one day, but don't neglect your needs. The fourth one
is fasting to check bad tendencies in your behavior, to have an exercise called fasting to strengthen your willpower and to draw you closer to God, the source of your strength. Continuing, fasting is obedience to Allah. You don't break fast on your time. You break fast at a time Allah says break. Night of power on an odd night in the last 10 days. Most of the Muslims throughout the world observe the night of power on the 27th of Ramadan. That's the 27th night. But if I'm with Muslims and I'm observing it on a different odd night, I'm comfortable observing it with them on that odd night in Ramadan for those who are sick. Ramadan is a blessed month, and blessings come to those who are ill or who have health problems and can't fast from liquid and solid food. So they should keep as much of the fast as they can. Do the fast as much as you can. Just because you can't fast from physical food, it does not mean that you can't fast the month of Ramadan. During the daylight hours, we are to avoid argument. Prophet Muhammad said, if someone comes to you, just tell them you're fasting. And they should respect that and not open up discussion or argument or something that will lead to arguments. So restrain our passion, our anger, purify our intentions, keep a good spirit, and after the sun sets, enjoy being with others who are breaking their fast and eating, since you are not fasting from food. But if you have members, join them and tell them, I said, don't be looking at you like you are not supposed to enjoy the breakfast. Tell them you have been fasting too. Keep your mind on good, healthy things. And know this, what we're asked to do in the month of Ramadan is designed to put us in the habit or in the practice of doing that so that it continues for a whole year, not in the same intensity or in the same amount or degree, but it increased the devotion to the spirituality, the spiritual life that we want as Muslims. It keeps that and grows stronger and stronger every year. Prophet Muhammad was asked, quote, what is Al-Islam? Here is what he said, quote, Islam is to witness one God, to pray, to give charity, to fast the month of Ramadan, and to visit the sacred house in the sacred city of Mecca. That was his answer. To visit the sacred house means in pilgrimage to Mecca, to the venerable city Mecca, sacred city Mecca. That's what he said when he was asked, what is Al-Islam? Now, if you would ask almost any Muslim in any part of the world today, what is Al-Islam? I'll tell you what the answer you're going to get, most likely. Islam is a religion of peace. Islam is a religion of unity. Islam is a surrender of the human will to the will of God. These are the answers you'll get. But when Muhammad was asked, what is Al-Islam? He didn't give those answers. He gave the answer I just gave you from him. That's the answer he gave. Now, Muhammad says that Al-Islam is to witness for one God. If you witness one God, you're going to be free. He said that Al-Islam is to pray. Then seek help from that God that you witness or recognize. And he said that Al-Islam is to give in charity, to be charitable. If you give in charity, you're going to help your fellow man. Ramadan fast makes believer aware of the need of the poor. And he said Al-Islam is to fast during the month of Ramadan. Being in the month of Ramadan is not just denying yourself food and water, drink, etc., but is also making yourself more aware that there are people who are hurting like you are hurting, hungering like you are hungering, and thirsting like you are thirsting, and they can't help it. You are fasting voluntarily or as a believer practicing your religion. But there are some people out there so poor they don't have the means or a way to get food, and they are going to bed hungry at night. So this makes you aware of them and makes you more sympathetic and empathetic with them. And so this whole society is going to get benefit because of many in the society fasting and feeling the hunger pains of the poor. You see the wisdom and the logic? And he says it is to make visit to the sacred house. If you visit the sacred house, you will see that there is a common house for all people. You're going to see the black man, the brown man, the yellow man, and the red man, and all kinds of men and women from all kinds of cultures and ways of life. You're going to see them there at that one place. That is going to say to you, quote, we all belong to one human family. So you are going to be aware of the unity of mankind, the one family of man under God. All praise is due to Allah. Yes. This is from a presentation by Imam Muhammad on Ramadan. And I just thought I would share some of it to encourage us, to help us as we continue through the Ramadan fasting period. As a tradition, many of us pray during the first 10 days for the mercy of God, and on the second 10 days that we're in now, praying for forgiveness from Almighty God. And then in the latter third, for protection from Almighty God from the fires of sin, the passions and urges that get us in trouble, being unchecked by good sense. So the line is open, press 1, if you'd like to share your thoughts, reflection. And again, this is not just talk on AM360.org, your number one Islamic station, radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. At this time, we're going to take a break. Think about what you'd like to share. And we'll be back after these messages.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. 1-800-273-8697. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
And we're back with more of Not Just Talk on AM360.org. I'm your host, Michael Hameen, and we invite you to press 1 to share your Ramadan reflection and any other thoughts that you might have that you would like to share with our audience. Again, Ramadan Mubarak. We invite you as well, Imam Kareem Hameed and I, host on Sunday afternoons at 5 o'clock. We host Contemplations of Imam Wahdi Muhammad. During Ramadan, we have Mahasan Abdul Salam, Kareem Hameed, and yours truly sharing Ramadan reflection. And we invite you to join us Sunday at 5 o'clock Eastern. Press 1 if you'd like to join us. Remember, we're in the month of Ramadan, and Almighty God tells us about this special period of time during the year where He, for our obedience to the Ramadan fast, whether we are able to abstain from food and drink or not. We read those words from Imam Muhammad about fasting is not just abstaining from food or drink. If you cannot, because of physical health problems, if you cannot physically abstain from food or drink, you still should follow the disciplines of Ramadan, because this month affords us great, great, great blessings for obedience to Almighty God. When we perform the fast as much as we can, that we are able, then Almighty God, He favors us with great rewards without bound, according to His pleasure. And this is something that we should take advantage of during this period of Ramadan. We have the annual telethon where we're working to before the end of the month of Ramadan to get your pledges and your donations, and we've set a $10,000 limit. You can go beyond that, and hopefully as time and years go by and our understanding of Allah's rewarding system, you know, he has a system of rewards for the believers, and we're hoping that as we grow, particularly businessmen and women, that they will see by making the Quran their business partner, that their business will grow as well as their own intellect and spirituality, their moral discipline. All of that will grow through our obedience to Almighty God. And we know that in community building, we have to have economics. We have to have money. because money helps us to build institutions that are not money-making institutions. Businesses, corporate or LLCs, partnerships, these business entities produce money, produce finance. And if we study the history of community life, we know that the business community or the businessmen and women, they are the ones that give support to the growth and development of community institutions that are not money-raising entities. Education is a institution that needs financial support. Governance or government is an institution that helps us in terms of disciplining and establishing what our goals and by what method that we're going to go on into the future in terms of governing ourselves. The cultural life, it can produce money, but oftentimes in its initial phases that it is not a money producer, perhaps starting out. But the cultural life can in time produce finances. It can be actually businesses based upon cultural expression and come out of the cultural institutions established. So again, we see a number of you here on the switchboard, and we invite you to press 1. We know that we have listeners from across the country and across the world as well. This is a beautiful platform that we have on am360.org. And we have a caller. This looks like our executive director of Community Wide Shura Conference. Welcome. State your name and where you're calling from.
Martha Nyla Abdullah calling from St. Petersburg / Clearwater, Florida. As-salamu alaykum wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Alaykum as-salam and Ramadan Mubarak to you.
As we proceed tonight, I'd just like to share it with everyone en route to our $10,000 goal. We know, we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses all of us to be able to meet that goal. Through the pockets of those who have it to give and share with the intent that we have lined up. And I say that because we're at $3,375, everyone. We're trying to get to that halfway, as we're halfway a day over our halfway. Today's the 16th. No, tomorrow's the 16th. So we're pretty much halfway of our fast in the month of Ramadan. You say it's the giving month. We know that giving, as you have expressed, Mike, that giving is for those who are in need and those whom to whom much is given, much is required, not necessarily finances, but it includes finances. But we know that we have a wealth of knowledge and we have our hospitable selves that we can share with what we have accrued or acquired already in our lives, in our homes. And so Almighty God will bring it to our minds, and those will come to us who are in need, and they will ask. And it says, for those who ask, those who are wayfarers, we know, you know, it'd be the need where we see the need and that we do a deed, God willing. So we're thankful for here on CWSC and here on American Muslim 360 to be able to convey to the general body as to what some of the needs are. And I'm going to now ask for those who have expertise. I'm going right to the heart of it. Those who have expertise in accounting, expertise in secretarial, expertise in marketing, and that includes public relations. All right, if you have expertise in those areas, we welcome you to become a part of CWSC. even if you choose to just do it from a distance, let it be known from a distance. Let it be known by dialing 910-317-0297. All right, 910-317-0297. If you're able to give up some of your time and definitely your skill, your expertise, well, we certainly can use that. And if you have any time for web designing, website designing, by all means, we're open for that as well. I mean, we have someone who is, it takes more than one person, let's put it that way, all right? If you're good at reading, we definitely can use your assistance. And I mean reading by assisting us in the administrative area in reading through materials and then sorting out those materials and assisting with getting information correctly on the website. Thank you, Michael. If there are any questions, please by all means press 1. But thank you, Michael, for this presentation tonight, Open Mic Night. And two, as soon as you're done, I don't know if the hour can be extended. I will certainly try if it can't be on yours, but we do present the Tarawih prayer as we did the last week, I think, with you, or the week before.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, and I have questions.
Yes.
In terms of where is Community-Wide Shura Conference going, and where is AM360.org going? You know, what is what are future projections?
Well, let's see. Thank you. You've opened the door, and I you know how you open a closet and you have a lot of stuff piled in there. And you know what happens?
That's
it
fine.
All comes flowing in. So it all comes flowing out. So everyone, truly, truly, I say the board of directors for CWSC and our directors. But the board of directors for CWSC, we've been tinkling with, working on, partnering with organizations that are doing work in their communities. And we know that is great. Let me just say, we are 50 states strong, actually 51 as partnership is concerned, that we're including Barbados. As we are 50 states strong and we are 51, considering having our partners join us in the effort of the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative that keeps it open for the areas that we need to work in. Now, I know we've been sharing about governance, education, economics, socioculture, right? And rightfully so. What has been coming to my mind is that there's that which is constant, and then whatever is constant, what we do in looking at what is constant, we have to be consistent in connection with that constancy. We know that constant, whatever is constant, it never stops. Time never stops, all right? So we have to be working timelessly. And we are, in reference to, as we connected with Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, you're probably fully aware of that now. So that means that we, as a partner, we're not just partners in words. So we are meeting with them on a regular basis. Every Thursday, we have opened a conference line for our partners to come in, share what they have, where we have connected what we are going to work on together. And it all is in light of remake the world into a better place and remake the world. We haven't changed from that. Everything that we do is in connection with remake the world. Another part of that is eyes on our community. And you will hear the public service announcements in reference to that. We have a volunteer, just Sister Sarah Muhammad, who went on the cruise with us, went to Barbados and on the cruise, has volunteered to help with that area. That's an area of her expertise, along with just Sister Patricia Nima Muhammad, who has, and her husband, Prince Muhammad. Patricia is working with the Volunteer Human Resource Network. Again, everything is connected to remake the world. The 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning allows us to literally dissect the country, east, central, west, And then we're going to go in the form of, and we're just putting this into a format right now, everyone. We're going to go by phone calling to, and starting with those who are in association with the leadership of Imam Warsteen Muhammad. Phone calling, sending a letter of confirmation of what we discussed, then emailing that confirmation as well. And this will be in a process of a 3-month process. Every 3 months, we will reconnect with one another just to make sure that everything is lined up and whatever activities are going. We've also partnered with Muslim Journal, and it's not just for announcement times of when something is happening. We, as you know, Professor Aisha Mustafa was the keynote speaker just Tuesday night at the citywide iftar, which has occurred when the last fifth one within the last 7 years that we've been doing this, 2 years out for COVID. But we didn't stop. We weren't just holding our hands. What we did was we had a food sharing with the time that we could not be together. We also, from our interfaith efforts, CWSC is aligned as a member of the Interfaith Tampa Bay. That means that, and I'm with the Social Justice Committee, so that means that whatever we do as part of CWSC, the interfaith body now is connected, and we're going to connect with interfaith groups through the Muslim community that is in association with Imam Warsteen Muhammad's leadership. The interfaith bodies that have been established, we will then begin to work the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative, inshallah. As you have heard, Khalida Akbar and Munira Habil connected with being directors of the Strategic Family Planning Institute, Strategic Family Institute, and that entails a whole lot. But they have taken it on, so praise be to Almighty God. We're looking forward to having our strategic planning in every September right now. So September coming, we will be in San Antonio, Florida. Inshallah, we work hard at getting it zoomed out so that you can see, we're striving to be transparent, see the work being done, hear the conversation, hear the policies and the procedures that we will be aligning through our directors. As you know, we have directors now in every corner of the codes. Let's see, up in New York and over in Las Vegas, Nevada, and California and Texas. Coming now to, we just acquired another volunteer for the scholarship, Rashida. Oh, what's Rashida's last name? Rashida, she calls all the time. Imam Kareem, if you know it, and Michael, you may know it too, area code 225. But, Salam. Rashida Salam has volunteered to be our scholarship director. She couldn't have stepped in at a better time when scholarships are in the time right now. This is the time for you to, if you know of anyone or you yourself are in college or you know of students that are in high school and they're wanting to go to college, we would like to, through your donations, there are $500 scholarships that can help with something. And, you know, we have the Twin Servant of Peace Scholarship. We have the Peyton Generation Scholarship. We have the Community Economic-Based Scholarship, the Education Scholarship. And there's one of the Community Service, I believe it is. IWDM Scholarship, Imam Warsteen Muhammad. So we have those scholarships lined up, and you go to cwsc.us and follow the instructions, and you will be contacted. So praise be to Almighty God. Where we're headed after September, well, before September, there's a think tank process I think that Imam Wali Ayu Bilal is putting together. He and Imam Abdul Karim out of Texas are the directors for our think tank, CWSC think tank. So you've heard him on Wednesday as he has put together, he's wanting to put together, bringing those together who are ready to work, not just talk. Go figure. They're ready to work. So alhamdulillah. So progressively, we use the format of 50 years, what has happened 50 years back, what can we do 50 years forward, and we go to the common base that we all are of, and that's our population. Thank you, Michael, for asking that question.
I'm going to say it again. We've had a lot of men and women whose shoulders we're standing on, as they like, as we like to say, or those who have represented for us courage, commitment, caring in terms of the support for, as the scriptures talks about, being a brother and sister's keeper, or being concerned about the condition of our group. And I believe that, you know, we've had some giants going back past 50 years, and we don't want to shortchange ourselves by not bringing forward the contributions of those individuals and groups. For instance, I don't know the names of the individuals who started the Negro Convention movement, but that is something that stands out, because it was through such efforts that many of our people who were suffering in the South in particular were given encouragement to relocate by virtue of these conventions, to spread the word that there's a more fruitful, a more progressive, a safer situation for our lives, where we can start our lives in safety if we go north, if we go west, and so forth. So, no disrespect, but there's so much that we need to bring.
If I may, and I'm glad you pointed that out, that let me know what I have not shared. And when we say 50 years back and 50 years forward, we can go to any year. We can go to 1800. 50 years before that is 1750. Still looking forward. How was the progress? So we're saying 50 years forward, 50 years back, with the respect to whatever era. If we go back to the exploration days of 1500, it still will be 50 years before whatever point in time we want to reference, in order to look and see the studies, how man, human being, the human family progressed, inshallah, or digressed.
Yes. Praise be to Allah. And something that's been a curiosity to me, we have a platform on am360.org that stretches out to various places in the world. And I'm curious, in terms of strategies of involvement, how we can get responses from those listeners who are outside the country to let us know that you're there, and to let us know if we are serving your interests as a media outlet that seeks to initially, you know, the focus is on community building to establish the Islamic community, but not just a Islamic community separate from other right-minded people and free thinkers, but a Islamic community that's inclusive of others who think like us. And we know about the pattern of individuals courageously stepped out to identify a land area, and developed a cooperative strategy to grow with one another as like-minded souls. There's one in particular that I've come to find out about and involve myself with is Freedom Nation, Freedom Village in Georgia. And they are a part of a network. They're not just a group of right-minded people, Muslims and others, that have established a community life setting in Georgia, but they're part of a network of men and women across the country and outside of the country that are forming community relationships and community life. And I wanted to share that with you and the audience.
Okay. Well, praise be to Almighty God. See, and that's what is needed in the think tank. We need, you know, as we compile information, and that's ongoing. You know, information sharing is constant. And we have to be consistent with how we get it, how we reach for it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believe and have faith that Allah will bring us together with the intent of as we enter. Mahasa and I were speaking earlier today, and she used the word interdependent. As we carry that out, that process of being interdependent, at the same time, I said autonomously united. we're keeping that autonomy, but we're united within the way that we are approaching what the goals that we have. Our goals are very so similar, but we have our pathways don't enter all through one door. So praise be to Allah. We're saying I'm just as a landscape viewing. I see that we all are doing that. We are meeting with different people where they live and connecting with them, and not trying to overplay or overemphasize who we are to the point that we overshadow their efforts. So, but yes, and I think Dr. Baiza Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with her, Granite High Station in Paradise, I believe she brought that forth, the Freedom Village you just spoke of, brought those
yes.
two persons working with them. Yes, the ones who had the idea, and they went on and saw the property, and they claimed it. So, you know, and I'm crazy to Almighty God for their efforts. And I know it's happening. There's another group. I was shared some information this morning anyone wanting to be advisors, come on and join, you know, connect with us here administratively and share the information. This is on COPA. It's council. I'll give it to you in just a moment here. Yes. Their COPA, COPO, Council of People's Organization, and they're located there in New York, Brooklyn, New York. And we have their email and their phone number. So, you know, our intention is to connect with them, but the services that they offer is great, and they're already, you know, from a monumental standpoint, they're already offering services like a one-stop shop there in New York. So we just don't know one another. This is why we're going to be connecting throughout the country. I mean, one-on-ones. We call it one-on-ones. You know, first when we do the efforts that I said, the phone call, the letter, email, then up in in-person meeting. We cannot get past the person-to-person communication process. That has to occur at some point in time. So really, we're getting to know one another. That's the process, getting to know one another. So we do a self-assessment. There's so much into it that I'm not sharing right now, but just know that we are going to develop it in the most organic manner, inshallah, God willing. That includes our young and our older. You know, I shared with you last evening, Tuesday evening at the iftar, one of the young ladies who's now in her 30s and has a child of her own, married and with a child of her own, it was funny because as she was standing at the table assisting us, and Muslim who have been of the community, I say Muslim now, Muslim African-American, who have been of the community as she was a little girl growing up, and she said, actually, she's the daughter of Amina and Abdul Gawi Aziz. And she says, "Oh, Sister Nyla, I don't know them. I don't know the faces like you do." And I had to smile. Here she is. She's willing to help, you know, greet everyone, give them the materials they needed. And she has to get reacclimated. You know, sometimes, you know, they step away. Life brings on their personal, you know, happenings. And so it kind of got away from the faces and all of that. So it was wonderful to hear her say that, but she's willing to reconnect with their faces and know that that's the village that she grew up in.
Yes. Praise be to Allah. Yeah, this is a time for us to show our appreciation to Almighty God, Allah, for the many blessings that we cannot count, the fact that we have life and energy, and to whatever degree we have health, you know, we're still conscious, we still have a mind that's operating, and gratitude, we need to show gratitude. It's interesting. There's so many people that are coming into, I don't know the statistics, but you're hearing more and more, and we know of more and more of family members and friends that are experiencing dementia. You know, I had never heard about this, or don't recall the degree of which, you know, so many people are losing the ability to retain their thoughts, their memories, you know. And that's something that we can certainly be grateful and appreciative of Almighty God for. And remember those. Someone sent me a email, and it was encouraging empathetic treatment for those that are experiencing the loss of their memory and the connection with their thoughts, and to treat them with compassion. And, you know, don't become irritated because they ask the same question over and over again. Don't become disturbed or bothered, you know, the fact that their capacity and ability to connect and remember is diminishing. I just wanted to share that.
You know, let me see if I'm... Oh, no. You know, I being in the medical field, it became an interest of mine to actually take to heart the what we call the geriatric team, the geriatric persons, those who are unable to care for themselves because of that, because they've lost connection with their ADL, their everyday living processes. And to process, you know, if we take a moment to think how we process information, and just we see something, we hear something, and it goes through a system in our brain, and when it comes, and it actually gets sifted. Now, right there with some of the doctors who were psychologists as we went through our training, they said on psychology. They said that there's that gray area that when the neurons, because the nerves are those entities that carry the message, and it says that when there's a separation, it drops, just like it through a gap. That information literally drops into a no zone, no use zone. And that so you know that the nerve has disconnected, how do you reconnect it? Now, it says that there's those a sympathetic nerve that I guess they're like they foster where, and that's the charge that Almighty God has given them. And that's where, like you were saying, being grateful, we have to respect what Almighty God has given the body to be able to do. It knows what it needs to do. There are things that interrupt or interfere with that happening. And that's where we are in the medical team. I know with the American Muslim practitioners, I was glad to see that the sister was I think, was given an award, being one of the 15 top leaders in the health profession. That says something. And at the same time, I believe they're aligning themselves with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And for those who are studying the Arabiya from the angle of really looking at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah created us, really looking at into it and seeing it from that science or the mechanics, and understand how the message is brought to us. And we think of angels, and prayerfully, the body is that usefulness that we have, and it hears and obeys its Lord. So yes, we have to be empathetic for those who no longer can channel their thoughts, and to the degree that it become useful for them, it's no longer useful. So praise be to Allah.
Listen, we want to bring Mahasan Abdul Salam, colleague, to the conversation. Welcome. Come on in.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum to both of you. And Ramadan
Mubarak. Ramadan Mubarak.
Very enjoyable time listening to your conversation. And hearing where the emphasis is being placed in our growth. Martha, thank you for going into more detail about the 50-year strategic plan. This is essential vehicle for us to reach the goal, the destiny that our hearts as human beings hunger for. So, it's very, very comforting to be able to reflect about just what that is, what some of those goals are that you're talking about. We are at a certain stage being of that geriatric age period.
Watch out, man.
I know I'm riding on the wings of it.
It's a wonderful.
Mahasan, yes. Before you go any further, we need to get a last public service announcement in, and we'll be back after these messages.
Sure.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
Everyone, we pray that you're still with us because we are beginning the CWSC National Town Hall Straight to the Point in Service to Humanity, a 50-year plan, human family plan, initiated right here on the intelligentsia of CWSC AM 360, American Muslim 360 broadcast. We're going to go to a pause. Stay right with us as our moderators begin to press 1 on their phone, and all of our hosts, wherever you are for AM 360, we welcome you because our listeners, we welcome you. And wherever you are around the country, we pray that you are ready to have the conversation.
And that was our Executive Director of Community Wide Shura Conference, Martha Naila Abdullah, and the second Saturday, which is this coming Saturday at 11 a.m.,
yes.
The 50-year family planning is airing. So I just thought I'd get that in.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
And Mahasan, if you continue with your comment, we'd appreciate it.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, this is wealth, energy wealth spent, Michael and Sister Martha, as we talk about the 50-year strategic plan for family development. And this time during Ramadan is an excellent time for us to restore, get back in touch with our original nature. In fact, that's what Ramadan is meant to do, is have us take a pause in the daily exercises of life and to recognize
yes.
and assess where we might have over the past year shortcomings, that we take a break and go through what we call a re-energizing, rejuvenation, a reset period to restore those things that we have utilized to a point where there may be certain deficit, our personhood in our development, in our original nature. We want to get, like the song says, back to nature. We want to get back into that fully so that we're operating at the highest level of our options, our humanity, right? So I've been thinking a lot about, you know, the impressionable nature of people, you know, that clay nature that we have, that ability to be influenced, right? And that, you know, the area or arena that has the most impact is the heart, or what we call our emotional sensitivities. During the Ramadan period, our focus, concentration, and care is to expand those sensitivities, right, that are at the root of our essence, to restore them. You know, life can deal us some hard blows, and in that sense, we can become hard as a reaction or a response to those challenges, those trials, etc. Ramadan gives us this time to breathe, to just sit back, relax, increase the prayer, the reflection, the begging and the asking Allah for that help in managing our lives. We don't want to manage it by ourselves ever. We always want the help of our Creator. We say this consistently, Allah knows best, right? And Allah,
yes.
In the Quran, he says the remembrance of Allah is the greatest force. So we want to use that force to remake, restore, rejuvenate, reinvigorate our consciousness so that it's operating at an optimum level. And much of the service and situations that Martha has gone into such detail now about how we help humanity, that we're operating at our top area, our top energy level. In order
and
to
now,
bring that back. Mm-hmm.
Now more than ever, with
mm-hmm.
the kind of condition, there's so much, you mentioned hardness, there's so much callousness and selfishness being projected into the atmosphere of our culture. We read before you came on, Mahasan, we're reading from a Ramadan presentation of Imam Muhammad, and he talked about the nature of the fast causing us to be more empathetic and more compassionate towards towards others because of the not eating. And even for those who cannot physically abstain from food and drink, the idea of the discipline that we are consciously be aware of Allah's direction for us to be better human beings, to be conscious of our tongue, how we speak, and be conscious of our actions, you know, how we interact with one another. And it's needed more now than ever, because there's so much callousness and so much self-absorption going out into the atmosphere where people, you know, you hear often the commentators talk about tribalistic thinking, you know, just me and mine, you know, the kind of ideas that are being projected.
That's correct, Michael. You know, we ask the question, what opens us up to these kinds of influences? And almost immediately we can identify what that organ is in the human being, the human body. It's the heart, isn't it? So the heart is what opens us up to these kinds of influences, very positive influences, and to our emotional sensitivities. These are essential.
We have another caller. I recognize this number, 727-408. Welcome. State your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. This is Bilal from New Orleans, Louisiana. And praise be to Allah. I'm so glad I called up. I've been doing everything at home. Alhamdulillah. But I got something I'd like to share. Alhamdulillah.
Please.
The best The best salutation for all nations. Now we must improve relations. Give humanity the best invitation. If they accept it, it will improve their condition. From the slave ship to proper worship. Moses told Pharaoh to let my people go. Human salvation, dedicated to the mission, crime, the correction, the best communication. We have to gain self-mastery over our out-of-control emotions. Whenever people are overindulging themselves and negative emotions, they are doomed to self-destruction. Prophets came. Some people accepted, others got worse or remained the same. Informed people are aware that things are placing life as a test. They are some of our best. With the power of choice, they avoid the negative consequence of bad decisions. Too many ministers in all religions tell their congregation what they want to hear instead of what they need to hear and know. Year after year, these ministers do not have the greatest will. Instead, their ego, self-interest, and monetary gain dictate their direction. A popular minister still got the people weighed in on his perception of the mothership. Imam Muhammad was indeed a gift. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is what he saw. Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad and his companions and all of us now. So praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes. Alaykum assalam and thank you for that. Praise be to Allah. Well, if you've just tuned in to Not Just Talk, you've just about missed it. We've got about 20 more minutes to go. And Director Martha Nyla, would you care to make some final comments?
Yes. As soon as, let's see if we go into the grace period, I don't know. But we are going to carry on with Imam Abdulaziz with the Tarawih prayer. I believe he's probably probably just now beginning to start the Tarawih prayer at the Isha there in New York. I know their time is a little earlier than ours. So that's what I would like to share.
I'll sign off early, in fact. You know,
Okay.
Get set
up. You can go ahead and hit end. End, and I'll come right in, inshallah.
Do what now?
Hit end episode. This is a time you can hit end episode.
I can hit end episode?
Yes, and it will shut everything off and everyone on. If you want to come back in for the Salat, by all means, I'm going to go live right as soon as you hit end episode.
Okay, and Mahasan, your final comment?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, loud and clear.
Okay. Alhamdulillah, I really appreciate Brother Bilal interjecting that beautiful poetry, the inspiration that comes to him, and how, because his thoughts are geared toward being a vessel through which that kind of creativity can come spontaneously. I really enjoy listening to him. Now, I was just going to conclude by emphasizing that this Ramadan is a time when we're given an opportunity to rid ourselves of the blind passions that can confound us, right, that influence us in certain circumstances, right? And the more reflectively and quietly we consider it during this time, the more in control we become with the ability to restrain ourselves from following those passions and those impulses, right? And gain the power and the strength of self-restraint so that we become more comfortable with putting checks on ourselves, right? Because we know where the passions will lead us, right? And we decide to believe in something passionately, we tend to lose our sensitivity and curiosity, okay? The passion blinds us to circumstances and makes us move without regard for those circumstances. And we find that we're just going ahead blindly toward an unchecked objective. We want to reduce that influence in our lives, completely get rid of it if Allah blesses us to do so, and come into that higher of sensitivity and operation that truly prepares us to be an asset to the world. The world right now is in such bad need of people who find it easy and comfortable to exert self-restraint, right? And so we want to utilize this time to heighten those sensitivities and master and cultivate ourselves and refine our intelligence and take away the crude things that afflict us.
Yes.
And evolve. All right, so Michael, I'm going to stop right there.
In that spirit, thank you. In that spirit, years ago, I was making a I was finding a comparison. The month after the fast is called Shawwal, but there's a word that speaks to activity or verb or action that is so close to the same word for the month, Shawwal. It's called Shawwil, and it is the activity of being fast moving, quick thinking, right down to the modern time, as we used to say. It's being expeditious in our behavior. You know, not procrastinating, you know, working to get things done in an energetic way. And it's connected to, it's the same letters, the same consonants for both words, Shawwal, you know. So I find it, and it, to my way of thinking, coming out of the fast, you know, Allah is pointing us to a behavior to be more energetic. Mm-hmm. In terms of our human life and life expression.
Yes, as we pursue those very necessary and essential goals for that life that Allah, the quality of life that is promised in the Quran, that the believer can achieve. You know, they say in this world, what the mind can conceive, the body will achieve. Well, Allah was the originator of that concept, because when he created the human being, Adam being the first human being, he blew his spirit, that spirit of renewal into Adam, and inclined him toward an honorable and dignified presence and establishment.
Yes.
So
thank you.
Take us away, but that's what we want to get back to. All right, Michael.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Martha, so happy to hear your voice. And inshallah, Ramadan Mubarak to everyone.
Ramadan Mubarak to you. Thank you, sis.
Okay, I'm going to sign off, Martha. At this time,
right.
I thank the audience. They had their chance to press one and share. Hopefully next week we'll go back to the open mic and have the audience share Ramadan reflections or any other comments. We're going to sign off.
And dial right back in.
Yeah. So, Sister Martha, what I want to do is play a little of my outro music. Maybe a minute, and then I'm going to say, let me make dua right here, as I've been doing over the last several programs. We pray, O Allah, guide us among those you've guided aright. Save us among those you save. Bless us in whatever you give us, and deliver us from the harm that you judge. You judge, and none can judge against you, and those you befriend are not disgraced. Thank you, dear audience. Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you.
Heart to a love supreme. Modern days, different ways.